What's the best part of a Dunkin' Run? The coffee? Is it the coffee or the $1 donut or $2 stuffed bagel minis or $3 sausage, egg, and cheese that you can add to it? The answer, of course, is yes. Time for a Dunkin' Run. $3 offer available on sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich only. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Offer valid on medium or larger coffee. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer terms apply.
Too often, Black women are a mere afterthought in conversations around wellness, but not in this space. On this podcast, the dialogue is always centered around women like you. Welcome to the podcast, but more importantly, welcome to the tribe. Be well, sis. Hello, hello, and welcome back to the Be Well, Sis podcast. I am your host, Cassandra Dunbar. Can I be honest? I'm tight today. And I've recorded this intro about 1,000 times to see if I can sound more peppy and more alive, but I have to be real. So girl, why are you tight? Because the governor of Georgia has decided to go against the advice of the scientific world and has decided to go ahead and reopen non-essential businesses. And there are a bunch of other foolish red states that are deliberating the same. I mean, it's a really shitty place to be, and if you must go to work, go back to work, I get it. And I understand you gotta do what you gotta do. But I beg you, don't let the governor's poor decision-making get you sick. So if you don't have to go out to get the essentials, please just stay home. Just trust your gut. I mean, this pandemic has highlighted that at the end of the day, there's nothing more important than our health and wellness. And I get it. You might feel trapped inside your home and you're really itching to get back to life as usual, but please use good judgment. I mean, the coronavirus has really shaken things up in every single way and has created so much insecurity and uncertainty in every aspect of our lives, including our role in the workplace. So today's conversation is really right on time. I had the opportunity to speak to Courtney Underwood of Kassara Consulting. She is the CEO of the HR Consulting Group, as well as the CEO of the lifestyle apparel brand called Passports and Purpose. She has over 18 years of experience in both HR and as an entrepreneur. So if you're newly out of work, considering transitioning careers, or taking a leap of faith into the world of entrepreneurship, and or just seeking ways to thrive in our current climate, you are really in for a treat. So let me go ahead and stop running my mouth and let's get into the conversation. Thanks again for joining. Be safe and be well, sis. All right. So thank you so much for joining us today, Courtney. Before we go ahead and get into our conversation, can you please introduce yourself to the people?
Sure. So my name is Courtney Underwood, and I'm the CEO and HR alignment strategist at Kassara Consulting. What that means is I help everyday entrepreneurs, mompreneurs, business owners learn how to build and manage their teams. In addition, I'm the founder of Passports and Purpose, which is a travel and affirmation apparel and accessories company. In addition to that, I'm also a mom, a sister, a daughter, a friend. I'm active in my ministry. I wear a lot of hats, but above all, I am a servant. That is the lens through which I approach everything. And so that's a bit about me, and I'm so excited for our discussion today.
Oh, thank you so much. You are a superwoman. You do so much. When do you rest?
I found time. With the new climate, I've made it a priority, and it's already paid off.
Good.
Sure.
Yeah, definitely. I think we've all had some time to pretty much rest and reflect. And you mentioned earlier in our previous conversation, there's been a time of restoration. And yes, I agree 1,000%. So speaking of the current climate, I guess before we get into that, can you talk to us more about your business?
Sure. So I'll start with Kassara Consulting. So that is a human resources consulting firm. And what makes it different is that I approach it based on the entrepreneur mindset. It's really all about navigating the business of people. And so when people think about human resources, they think about, you know, payroll and handbooks and paperwork and all of those things. And while I do bring that to the table, more than that, I talk about what it really takes to be an entrepreneur and shift into that leadership mindset. A lot of entrepreneurs and leaders haven't necessarily been managers, right? So So they haven't had to work with people. They haven't had to navigate those relationships, holding people accountable, giving them feedback, And I also talk about the vulnerability it takes to hire someone and hope that they are as careful with your vision as you are. Mm-hmm. So I talk about, the trust, the control, all of the things that come up usually after the fact. So I do it in a very proactive way. So having been an entrepreneur myself, I can speak to both sides of the table. I do have 18 years of human resources experience, but even beyond that, I've been an entrepreneur running Passports and Purpose for quite some time now. So looking at my experiences and also the experiences of my peers, I can speak to it in a way that a lot of my contemporaries can't. Because they don't know what it feels like to walk in those shoes. So I'm definitely very transparent and authentic. And I take time to acknowledge the entrepreneurial journey before even getting into, the details and, the structure and processes and paperwork, because all of those are necessary to really build something sustainable. And they're applicable even if you're just starting out. If you're still working with friends and family, you still need to know how to communicate. You still need to know how to set expectations. You still need to know how to give feedback, how to receive feedback, how to hold people accountable. Like, the principles I teach are really universal, no matter where you are in the stage of business. So, being able to help is, oh my goodness, it's so rewarding. Mm-hmm. And it's really the best part of the job, seeing the peace that comes from a client that was working, 80 hours and burning herself out at both ends, trying to be everything to everyone. Mm-hmm. And then, hiring help and saying, oh my goodness, I can sleep now, or I can work on my fitness, or I can take a vacation, or I can spend time with family. Just hearing those kind of testimonials really push me forward and keep me going.
It's just a really, for me, it's a very unique business. I've actually never heard of this type of company before. So what inspired you to go ahead and launch this type of business?
Oh, thank you for asking. So it's actually born out of my experiences in the entrepreneurial space. So I had been running Passports and Purpose for quite some time, and it was, thriving and growing, but I was meeting a lot of my peers, fellow entrepreneurs and, business owners that were just struggling with people. They didn't know where to find, good workers, what interview questions to ask to make sure that the applicants weren't, just faking it, or, how to let someone go that was becoming toxic to the rest of the team. People issues were coming my way, because a lot of them didn't know that I had an HR background. So one conversation turned into 10, right? And 10 turned into 20. And before I knew it, I was like, oh my goodness, this is a real business. And so I have to, honor it as such and form an actual consulting firm so I can structure my time, serve them more effectively, and ultimately reach more people. That was the main motivator behind it, because I knew that if the people in front of me were struggling, that there were hundreds more that also needed my help. And so being able to, speak to it, not only as an entrepreneur myself, but, thinking about the issues that dealt with my peers and contemporaries, and then even, bringing those 18 years of proven corporate strategies. That's also another, benefit, because I've seen the strategies that I recommend work. So that means that the small businesses that I'm helping are getting it right the first time. Right. And they're building, strong foundation and not having to learn.
Of, like, we briefly touched on the current climate with COVID and pretty much has shut down everything socially, starting to trickle down into our economics. So as an entrepreneur, how have you had to pivot a bit to maneuver through the current times?
Oh, that answer. Oh, my goodness. So I'll break it down by category because it has absolutely shifted the way that I do things. So for Kassar Consulting, since I've been leading with that, I'll keep that same pattern. I've shifted my offerings to reflect the times that we're in. So I've taught classes on how to manage remote workers, how to really manage that shift. Since a lot of people are working remote for the first time, how to keep your employees accountable, supported, engaged, happy, when everything is so uncertain, you know, how to communicate, when things are so uncertain as a leader and kind of keep steering the ship. Mm-hmm. So that's one class I've offered. You know, I've also, you know, offered a class on the recent laws that have passed, you know, regarding unemployment and FMLA, you know, there have been recent laws addressed for businesses and even small businesses, because small businesses tend to think that, oh, that doesn't apply to me, but actually it does. Mm-hmm. So, you know, being able to break those changes down in an easy to digest way is something that I've done recently. And then, you know, just practically speaking, I serve with Compassion. So my existing clients, I've offered them payment plans if they had a significant invoice coming up. Or I've helped our accountability calls, you know, virtual, because a lot of my clients are really all over the country. So I already had a virtual model. Mm-hmm. And, you know, replacing some of my in-person visits with virtual visits has been successful so far. For Passports and Purpose, I actually pivoted by launching a work-from-home collection. So I do recommend that you check it out. It is, you know, a fun tease to wear since everyone is on video calls right now. Yes. They really speak to that experience. You know, so I have tees that are for parents that are struggling. That's actually one of my favorites. So you can definitely look at that. You know, for those that are really leaning into their purpose and resting during this time, you know, I have a tee for that. So mm-hmm. There's something for everyone. So I have a new collection, and the tees are honestly at our wholesale prices. So, you know, it's not about price gouging. You know, there's a definite, you know, a benefit to being able to find the light in situations like these. So I wanted to make it accessible for everyone. So that's the store. As far as my life, you know, like I shared earlier, I am a mom. So as far as work from home tips and things that I've done to kind of make sense in the midst of all the chaos is absolutely keep structure. So we wake up at the same time. We get dressed, you know, like we're going outside, even though we're staying in, because those are, you know, mental cues that it's time to work. Mm-hmm. I set alarms through the day, so we know when to take breaks, when we know when to stretch, when to get water, when to eat. Because I found that without those, I was becoming nocturnal really, really quickly. Yep. And, you know, staying up at all kinds of weird hours when normally I'm an early bird. I noticed mm-hmm. that I started to shift into sleeping in, and that is just not like me. Mm-hmm. So those are, you know, practical things that I've done to, you know, kind of still have a routine in the midst of it all. My daughter, she is 12, so, you know, she's rather independent, you know, as mm-hmm. a middle schooler can be. Mm-hmm. So it's not like, but, you know, don't get me wrong. Like, I will still recommend a nap if I feel like she needs yeah. it. So, yeah. You know, some of the principles that I still use are applicable really to any age. I've done them for years. And just because she's in the double digits, you know, heading towards teenhood, doesn't mean that I changed that up. So, yeah, you know, those are simple things I've done. I'm still doing meal prepping because cooking, oh my goodness, I feel like all the time. Like,
yes. I'm so over it. Like, I just be like, I'm grateful that I have the food to cook, but it's like, my God, send me a chef. So yes. For those of us who might be struggling because of the recent changes, do you have any tips or advice that you might suggest spiritually?
Oh, absolutely. I would say that, you know, my journey is, unique in that my biggest client now is a ministry, and I'm also active in my ministry. So I spend a lot of time not only encouraging, you know, others, but also being keenly aware that I can't pour from an empty cup. So I've had to, you know, seek the Lord. I would say it stretched me in a way to where I'm leaning in more to my faith, because I know that I have to be that rock for others. So things that have helped me to remember is to, you know, in the midst of all of this chaos, you know, pre-call, we talked about so many things adjusting and shifting with little to no notice, is to remember that God is the same God. Yeah, he doesn't change. So if it feels like, you know, everything's spinning and going out of control, he hasn't changed. He has not changed. And so making sure that I'm looking at that and not looking at, you know, everything else, which can obviously be, you know, very distracting. You know, one thing that I had to grapple with at the outset was taking in enough information, you know, from the news and things to keep my staff informed, but balancing that with not letting that be my source of revelation. It's only information, and those are two different things.
Hey, sis, enjoying the episode? If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, please go ahead and give us a 5-star rating along with a glowing review. And if you're not listening on Apple Podcasts, please take a screenshot of your screen while you're listening and share on your social media. Also, tag BeWellSis_podcast and two of your friends who you think will enjoy the show. I mean, they'll enjoy it. So go ahead, tag them. Now let's get back to it.
So, because prior to that, I only, you know, I really didn't watch the news because I wanted to be very protective of my eye gates and ear gates. Yeah. So I, you know, it's not like I was walking around naive, but I was very conscious about how I consume that type of content. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, I kind of have to be plugged in because of my role, you know, as a leader within the organization and also as a resource for my clients. So I have to make sure, and I encourage other people of faith to balance everything that you're taking in with the Word of God. So otherwise, you know, that type of information can consume you. You know, if you're looking at statistics and reports and, you know, real cases of people that could be close in age to you, or, you know, look like you, or mm-hmm. A family member or a friend, you know, if you're constantly consuming that, then that becomes your reality. Mm-hmm. So you have to be very mindful in balancing all of that information with the Word of God.
So
those are the things that really come to mind, remembering that God is the same, making sure that you're continuously feeding yourself and nourishing your spirit with the Word and leading into your faith, especially even thinking about, you know, the things like church and most churches not having in-person service right now. So if, you know, that is your church and they're not, you know, doing something online, then seek out a ministry. Like on Sunday, there are a million live streams to choose from.
Yep.
So, you know, absolutely, you know, be led and, you know, find and, you know, seek it out. You know, seek out some spiritual nourishment. You know, don't think that you constantly have to be the one feeding yourself, right? Like sheep need shepherds. So absolutely, you know, seek it out. If your particular place of faith or worship isn't offering something online, or if you're led to, you know, seek a resource elsewhere, you know, do the work, put in effort to feed yourself, because it's not just going to be served on a silver platter necessarily. You have to do the work for the things that you need. So don't ignore that because you're stretched too thin, right? And you're too busy being everything to everybody else, and you're not making enough time for yourself spiritually, especially without the routine of maybe, you know, service on Sundays or Bible studies during the week. If that routine is disrupted, put in effort to replace it.
Yeah.
It's a big deal, and it matters.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, self-care is like the big buzzword. I feel like your spiritual life is a huge part of your self-care. And that could be, you know, you spending time in prayer and or meditation, and or with, well, not more, not with your congregation anymore, but, you know, watching your online streams or whatever, uplifting music or reading your Bible or whatever religious text is so important to renew your spirit, your soul, which trickles into everything else too.
Yeah. Yeah.
And like you said, it's so easy for us to put that to the back burner, and then discard it, you know?
It's usually the first thing to go, like on the chopping block, and honestly, it's the order should be reversed.
Yeah.
But we don't, you know, it's human nature. You know, I'm not saying this in a judgmental way at all, because I've definitely been guilty of that. But, you know, make it a priority. Make it a priority. Your spiritual health is the foundation for everything else. You know, your mental health, your emotional health, your physical health. Those are it all. It's all connected.
And
it's all, yeah, it's all connected. So, you know, just recognize that. And because even if you're physically full, you can be spiritually starving, and you'll be unsettled. You know, you'll be anxious. One of the things that I'm doing for my current client is doing wellness checks for, you know, all of their staff, and they're spiritual in nature, you know, so I'm asking, you know, do you have any questions? How can I support you? And then I ask, do you have any prayer requests? And the most common request that I've gotten is anxiety, you know, like I'm worried, you know, I'm stressed, I'm anxious, but that word specifically. And, you know, I always say, one, you know, you're not alone. It's, you know, a common request, but, you know, I remind them, of course, that, you know, God is God. But if you're continuously, you know, feeding your spirit and standing on his promises, if those are the loudest things in the room, then anxiety can't have dominion, you know, in your mind and in your heart. You have to let God's word ring true. And that has to be what you lean into, especially in the face of trying times, you know, challenging times.
And I like that you've said several times that God is the same. I feel like one of the things that we're all struggling with, or most of us are struggling with, is just the uncertainty of everything.
Yeah.
So if we have no idea what next week or next month may bring, but just remember that God is forever the same, that absolutely will bring, you know, some comfort. I know mostly you work with business owners. Do you have any tips or recommendations for job seekers or those who were thinking of becoming an entrepreneur right before everything just, I don't know, started to crumble? Any tips, either or?
For sure. I have tips for both. The first, for job seekers, you know, right now the common narrative is, oh, nobody's hiring, hiring freezes, blah, 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 blah. That is not true. The job seekers that I've worked with, because I, you know, again, I pride myself on being an answer to people. So the job seekers that have come to me with those questions, you know, I tell them the same thing that I told them pre-crisis or pre-pandemic, which is to position yourself as the answer. So, you know, if there's a particular company, you know, that you want to work with, or a particular position that you heard of or you see that they need, you know, pitch them. A lot of companies are letting their staff go, but it doesn't mean that the work doesn't need to be done. So you can absolutely, you know, pitch them and say, hey, you know, I know that you let 300 staff go, but something is going to need to be done. And, you know, I see that these are where your needs are. You know, who's handling this? If you position yourself as a partner and as a solution, you absolutely can get the work. Another thing is, by pitching yourself, you have to realize that some of the people that were let go were veterans with tenure. And sometimes their compensation was a bit loaded because they've been there for so long. So if you're pitching yourself and saying, hey, you know, you don't have to pay me benefits right now. Like, I just want cash, you know, as a consultant. You can get the work. Because even, you know, companies are doing furloughs right now or layoffs, but, you know, it's never something to celebrate, but there is an opportunity underneath the disappointment and the, yeah, the devastation. There's an opportunity underneath because the work still has to be done. So I absolutely would suggest presenting yourself as the answer and solution, but it has to be done in a very sincere way. So that's why I put the filter, only companies that you want to work with and you think that you can have a genuine partnership with. So these were companies that you already had, you know, in your laser focus, and, you know, you're seeing that they're going through times of transition. So if you actually think that you could serve them and serve them well, then now is the time. Because they're still figuring it out and they're still looking for answers. So if you present yourself as the answer, you can absolutely get the job.
So I have a question. So if a company has like a hiring freeze, mm-hmm. how do you get in touch? Like, how do you find the HR person? Because sometimes it's just not published like readily on the company website. Mm-hmm. Like, do you have like a hot take or a hot tip on how to like find a relevant party to get your foot in the door?
Sure. I would say go to LinkedIn. LinkedIn is a great resource for figuring out not only who has a role within the company, but who is the ultimate decision maker within that company. You get to see if you look at someone's LinkedIn feed, you get to see the things that they liked and that they shared and that they posted. So you know what's top of mind for them. And you can speak to those as well. So, you know, don't be afraid to do a deep dive. All of the tools that I've used in the past, at least for an initial search, are free. You know, Google's free, LinkedIn's free. and, you know, just typing in keywords, you know, HR or hiring and then the company name or, you know, orientation or onboarding in the company name. Or new team member, new decision maker, or yeah. So don't be afraid to, you know, type in some different keyword combinations to see what comes up, because a lot of times decision makers, they might be quoted in like a company press release or you know, an article that was posted a couple of months back, and then you can supplement their research with LinkedIn to see, you know, what's current and who's working at the company. And those are all available for free. So I would recommend doing that for sure. And then a lot of times if a company is doing layoffs and stuff, they'll have a quote from the HR person or decision maker, because somebody has to be able to speak to the thought process behind letting people go, especially if they're going to be quoted in an article. Because the company wants to make sure that it's presented in a certain way. So, you know, look at the name that's quoted in the article. Look at, you know, who's mentioned to see, you know, what their role is, and then just go from there.
Ooh, so good. So good. Thank you.
You're welcome. And so the second part of the question is for entrepreneurs that were, you know, thinking about it, but now so many things are unsure. The advice could go in two different directions. The first is don't feel pressured now that you have this time to launch yourself into entrepreneurship. It is one, you don't have to monetize every hobby you have. I can't believe people push that narrative. It is irresponsible at best.
Say it loud for the people in the back.
Please. I'm telling you, some hobbies should just be hobbies. That's okay.
Yes.
it's okay. You don't have to monetize and sell and promote. You don't have to do that. Like, you can just like creating, and that's okay. The joy that you get from it is payment enough. Like that is perfectly fine and healthy. So don't feel pressured just because you have more time, because like you said earlier, we are working in the midst of a crisis. So there is no, it's not the normal. It is not the normal. So, and the second thing is, if you want to lean in and take the entrepreneurship leap, make sure that you're counting the full cost. Because it can seem like an attractive option right now. And don't get me wrong, like I said, it's incredibly rewarding. But unless you're prepared to invest in the learning curve, invest in the mental work it takes to be an entrepreneur. because people don't realize, like, one of the biggest things that I had to overcome was being comfortable being in the spotlight. Because with Passports and Purpose, I was making apparel, and I still am making apparel and accessories, but I didn't have to be the face of it, right? Like, mm-hmm. you know, the merchandise spoke for itself. Whereas with Kassar Consulting, my face is all over everything because you're paying for me. You're paying for my insight and expertise. So, you know, I really did have to, you know, get over myself and get used to doing things like this interview or, you know, workshops or videos and, you know, things like that. And that took a while. You know, I had to give myself grace because I did feel guilty about it. Like, man, you know, how can I do, because I am a trained speaker. So I was like, you know, how can I do like this keynote speech on behalf of a company I'm working for if I can't do it for myself? I had to give myself grace and really, you know, prepare myself mentally to step into who God called me to be. And that was a journey. So I had to acknowledge the journey. So entrepreneurship isn't just, you know, flipping a light switch on and off. It's you have to make sure that you're ready. So if anything, I would use this time to do the inventory, to do the reflection, to think about, is this what I want to
do? And so you do all those things. What do you do for yourself outside of keeping up with your spiritual life? Like, what is one thing that you do to keep yourself centered or just to keep yourself uplifted?
Oh, that's a beautiful question. I actually had to do some self-reflection and inventory recently because my go-to answer for all of those things related to self-care was something outside. So whether it was traveling, I'm a big fan of flowers. So even locally, going to the conservatory or the botanical gardens here brings me a lot of joy. Or, you know, even festivals. Chicago is known for festivals, and there's always so many things to do in the summer. So those are things that bring me joy. So now, obviously in the new climate, I've had to find new things and activities to keep myself centered. So recently I started painting. I've been into really nice candles lately. That's been, you know, just a change. And that list is still in development in terms of the things that keep me centered. Of course, you know, meditating, taking walks, as long as we're respecting the 6 feet of distance.
Right.
That's, you know, been something that's made me feel more like myself and kept me centered, especially lately with the milder weather. So that list is still in development, but those are some things that I've discovered that have helped for sure.
Okay. And I ask everybody the same two questions as our closing questions. Mm-hmm. What does wellness mean to you?
Ooh, so wellness. Wellness means to me really being able to be all that God has called you to be. And the reason I say that is because if there's, you know, an imbalance or a deficit in any of the areas that, you know, make up who we are. So whether, you know, it's a physical issue, a mental, an emotional, or a spiritual issue, if any of those things are out of alignment, then it creates distance between you and the ideal you, like the prototype you. Mm-hmm. And so when I think of wellness, I think of activities and things that bring you closer to who you're designed to be. I always say that, you know, after we pass, if one of the, you know, steps, you know, on my way up to heaven was meeting the person that I could have been, and there being a big gap, right, between current me and like prototype me, to me, that would be devastating, yeah. Right? No, especially knowing that I was the only one standing in my own way of becoming.
I can imagine meeting the person who you are supposed to be. And if that person is like worlds away from who you are, that is, for me, that's hell, you know?
I'm telling you, like, when I first heard that, like, my edges were snatched. I said, and it stayed with me ever since.
And the last question is, if you could recommend a book to our audience, what would it be? Any book at all?
Oh my goodness, there's so many. I'll share the last good book I read. Well, it's business related. So
yeah.
It inspired me. It's Superfans by Pat Flynn. I recently finished it. And what I really liked about it, because it talks about building a community around your business or around your brand. And I, of course, am a people person, so I'm all about community. Mm-hmm. And so it talks about doing that in a very intentional and structured way, not only because it makes your brand, sustainable and memorable and all of those things and recognizable, but more than that, it gives like your people, like the people you're serving, the opportunity to connect with each other. Yeah, like I said, super easy read, fun and practical. So, but also meaningful, especially if you can, take out those experiences and apply them to whatever it is that you're building, especially if you do it from the outset. Both of my businesses have been established for a couple of years now. So I'm doing it, kind of after the fact, after I noticed like all of this organic interaction was happening.
Mm-hmm.
But, if you're doing it, especially if you're just starting out, that's incredible to kind of have that, built-in community aspect to whatever you're building. So just, thinking about it, it's really applicable for anything.
Nice.
Yeah.
Courtney, you are amazing. I am so
happy. Thank you.
That we got a chance to connect. I'm just so happy. This conversation is awesome. It's better than I expected. It went different directions, and I love that. I think it's so valuable. People are going to pick up something from this conversation. You have just know so much about so much. And
I think that speaks to my random nature. So thank you.
It's great. It's random, but very poignant. Like, it's applicable to so many things and the changes that we're all experiencing right now. So thank you. So where can the people find you?
Oh, sure. So for Kassar Consulting, that's KASSAR consulting.com. That's the website. For Passports and Purpose, it's passports with an S and purpose.com. We're also on Facebook and Instagram. If you want to connect with me on LinkedIn, you can search using my full name, Courtney Underwood. And I do respond to every message, every comment. I have a social media manager, but I love people and I love interactions. So trust and know that if you're online, I am right there with you.
Okay, and I'll have everything linked in the show notes. So it'll be just a click away. So thank you. Appreciate
awesome.
Your time. And hang in there with all the changes that are happening. And just remember to take care of yourself in all of this. And I'm talking to myself as well.
Yeah, thank you. I definitely appreciate it. We do need those reminders.
Thanks again for listening to this episode of the Be Well Sis podcast. For more information on anything discussed in this episode, please see the show notes and or visit www.bewellsispodcast.com. Oh, and don't forget to leave a 5-star rating on Apple. Until next time, be well, sis.
If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.